Support for Food for Thought comes from the 13th annual Camino Island Studio Tour, featuring over 60 artists in a behind-the-scenes look at how art lives on Camino Island. May 6th through 8th and May 14th and 15th from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Brochure and map available at CaminoArts.org.
Okay, Nat, so I'm reading your all-you-can-eat blog, and you're talking about poaching an egg in a microwave. Something about this seems so terribly, terribly wrong to me, and reading some of the listener comments, I see not everyone had your success.
Well, what I said was you have to practice first, because you won't get it exactly right the first time. Let me just say, first of all, I am no fan of the microwave. For many, many years, it was used for one thing, and that was reheat food for our dogs, okay? Now, the thing that I like to do the most with the microwave is warm my coffee cup. Put a little water in it, 30 seconds, a good zap. I've got a nice warm cup, because if you're foolish enough to drink coffee out of an ice-cold ceramic cup, that's silly, right?
I rewarm coffee all the time in my microwave, often coffee from 2 or 3 days before that's just been sitting in the cup and collecting its strength so that when those when those nuclear rays hit it, it's really ready to sit up and say howdy.
You know, that explains everything about you, Stein. Really, it does.
Not everything, hon.
Anyway, back to the eggs.
Back to the eggs.
So if anyone would have ever told me I'd be nuking eggs in a microwave, I'd say get out of here. But things are a little different around my house these days, what with getting my child up, dragging him out of bed, having a half an hour to get him off to school. I can poach the kid an egg. Simple as pie, seriously. You fill a bowl with a half a cup of water, you crack the egg in it, make sure it's submerged, put a saucer on top, and nuke it for like a minute, give or take. I found this recipe in Bon Appetit magazine. I sat up and thought, you're kidding, and I did it right away. It made the perfect egg. Actually, mine worked after 50 seconds.
Everybody's microwave is a little different now.
And everybody likes their eggs a little different too, right? Yeah. I mean, how do you eat your scrambled eggs?
I like them soft yet done. I don't want any egg slime in there.
Well, would you believe me if I told you that this morning I actually made an omelet in my microwave.
How in the world could you do that?
Well, actually, it's supposed to be scrambled eggs, but what I really made was a little open-faced omelet, or frittata would be more exact. It was two eggs, you buttered the bottom of a bowl, scramble some eggs with some milk, nuke it for 30 seconds. I saw this on the internet and I had to try it. So then I actually put some fresh herbs in it. I put some fresh thyme that I snipped off the windowsill pot. And then when that's done, you scramble it around with a fork a little bit very carefully and let it go for another 10 seconds until it's done to your liking. It looked beautiful, all in one little buttered bowl. But the truth is, really, I could have done the same thing on the stove with butter and a pan every bit as quickly. That's why the poaching, which is always a pain in the, you know, is not a pain at all when you do it in the microwave. So while I'm not going to be doing scrambled eggs in the microwave, I am sticking to my guns on the poached egg thing. So I think you should try it before you knock it, pal.
Okay, fine, Nancy. And I'm sure there are many worse things you could have learned on the internet to try at home. Although it hasn't stopped many others. I'll give it a try, but I'll also share my recipe, which I kind of got from Cook's Illustrated, but also somewhere else first, for perfect hard-boiled eggs. I don't think we'll have time to talk about it in this segment, but everybody can read about it online at kplu.org. Honest, this makes perfect hard-boiled eggs every single time. You can find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and learn how to make a perfect hard-boiled egg without use of microwave. I'm nuclear-free, Dick Stein.